Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to another episode of Pit Lane Parlay. I'm your host, Mike Jokum. Frenchie and Mr. Malukas join us. How's everybody doing on this lovely, well, at least here, not so lovely, Sunday afternoon?
It's not bad. It's been all right. Not that much racing going on this weekend, so that's not fun. But I guess there's football going on that I'm not currently watching, but
yeah,
I could watch some later. And, the bad weather, like you said, hitting the East Coast, but we get to do a podcast today, so it's never bad.
Well, from my side, it's kind of been a little bit busy. A lot of new changes happening for me, and was kind of doing a lot of jumping around these past few days. But at least today, it's actually been chill, and I've been able to be back home for a bit, and I got to watch my team Chelsea lose, and are really struggling, and I think are only like 4 points away from relegation. So it's been a good morning.
Yeah, sounds like a little bit of a stressful start, but you got to go on, before we dive into whatever we're going to talk about, you went on vacation. Listen, it's rainy Sunday. I still haven't woken up, even though it's 4:00 in the afternoon. You got to go on vacation. It looked awesome. How was it? Did you get to do everything you wanted to do? Last time we talked, you had some ideas and whatnot.
Yeah, no, it was really good. So right after Laguna, my sister, she actually lives in Hawaii. And so I just thought, since I'm already all over there, it's like another, I thought it was going to be like 4-hour flight. It still was another 6-hour flight. So I ended up going there with my girlfriend to go visit my sister, and it was nice. I mean, Hawaii never disappoints. I think it's one of the nicest place on this planet, at least that I've been to. You have so many different climates that you can do. If you want to go to the beach, you just drive down the mountain and it's 85 degrees and it's sunny and it's perfect weather for the beach. You want to go hiking somewhere, there's many trails. You could go to waterfalls, a whole bunch of private areas that people, if you do a little bit of scavenging, you could find some nice spots. But also, if you go all the way to the top of the crater, you could go to the top of the Haleakala crater, I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce it. And you could go and watch the sunset or sunrise above the clouds. Like, it literally just feels like something from a Star Wars film.
Okay, that's cool. What else? I know you've been up to a lot of McLaren stuff, but any other vacation plans or relaxing plans this winter before you kind of dive into everything race car related?
No, that was also another reason why I wanted to do it, this past after Laguna, because I just knew everybody else was kind of on vacation. So I thought, this is kind of be a good time to get the vacation through and done. And then for the rest of the season, at least off season, is just focusing for next year. And it's just been really busy, and there's no other plans other than trying to get down to move to Indy and be near their shop and focus up.
I was actually going to ask you about that, just knowing that obviously you had that convenient setup with the Chicago-based Dale Coyne operation and just kind of being able to head over there to the shop. But so you are planning to move to Indy. When do you think it's going to happen? Before the end of the year?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, I'm going to be moving in as soon as possible, hopefully within the month. That's why I kind of blurred my background here. My room is like kind of a mess. I'm just starting to unpack things and get things ready to do the switch. But yeah, I'm trying to do it as fast as possible just because I want to be at the shop over there. That's kind of always been my motto, is be wherever the shop is. So I'm always just a drive away, and I can always just be with the guys, start building chemistry. A lot of new people, that I'd like to build relationships with before the season starts. And yeah, I think it's yeah, it's kind of something that's necessary to do.
So I guess kind of a big, I don't even know if it's a rumor anymore. It's probably going to happen. There's some sort of press conference tomorrow in Milwaukee that Milwaukee might be back on the schedule, which might mean Texas is off the schedule for, you know, whatever reason Texas wants IndyCar to move dates. So are you excited about the possibility for another short oval where, you know, you've had some good success in your early career so far, but also losing Texas where I think both years you've raced there, you've finished top 10.
And McLaren's been really good there too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be a little bit unfortunate if Texas is not going to be on the schedule anymore. Cause I love that track. I think it's a blast. Of course the PJ one has added some, you know, a bit of, and you know, issues I'd say for the past couple seasons, but I've enjoyed it and we've always had really good results there. And of course McLaren have also been very strong. So it would have been looking really good going into next season. But yeah, if that's the case, it could be a little bit unfortunate, but at least they're replacing it with another oval. I just, as long as they're ovals, then I'm happy. I wish we could have just, instead of replacing it, just added another oval. That would be awesome. But yeah, I've personally never been to the Milwaukee oval, but I'm very much excited to see how it's going to be.
Are you disappointed potentially we're losing a super speedway? So the only, you know, super speedway is now the Indy 500.
Yeah, you know, that is obviously a case, but I don't know, you know, the viewership may have been good, but at least like on track appearance from the fans, Texas was definitely one of the lower ends, I'd say. I mean, every time you came there, there wasn't many people. I don't know for what reasons that may be. So I don't know. That's kind of probably their idea already to kind of start moving Texas away since the viewership wasn't really there anymore.
So going back a little bit to the whole McLaren switch, I wanted to ask you a bit about what the biggest change has been, or what you, I mean, I imagine there's a big change from just like this really historic global race team versus Dale Coyne, who's obviously been established for a long time, but is known as one of the smaller teams on the grid. So I imagine that's probably a huge difference, but what would be like, what stands out for you already as a huge change for just being involved with Aero McLaren?
It's so much. It's a lot. There's a lot changed. There's a lot more people for once. There's so many people that I've met in one day trying to like figure out all their names. And everybody's honestly so nice. Like I was a little bit nervous going in, you know, big new team, but as soon as I walked in, I was so comfortable. It was incredible. I loved every moment of it, but I don't know. I'd say the off season is obviously a lot more busy with like content days and stuff. You know, I already ended up doing one with McLaren. So that's one massive change that I've never had, but there's also a lot more people from different sectors helping me and working, you know, on, you know, different backgrounds, that be content or, you know, what food do I want to eat and how to be healthy, like training programs. Like there's just a lot more resources that is going to take some time to get used to and make sure I can take advantage of all of it. I would say that's kind of the number one change that's been happening.
One of your teammates also made the Honda to Chevy switch last year in Alex Rossi. And he said a couple times throughout the year that despite it, you know, obviously producing a similar number of horsepower and whatnot, it was a really different experience in the car with a Chevy engine. Do you have any plans to kind of talk through what he experienced at some point before the year starts, so you maybe have a little bit of a leg up because he just went through it for, you know, for the 2023 season?
100%. I will definitely be talking to him and trying to get as much information from him as possible about the transition from Honda to Chevy. But yeah, I've already talked to him a little bit and got a little bit of feedback, but yeah, definitely. That's going to be kind of the big change to try to swap, whatever the word may be, to go into Chevy as quickly as possible and a smooth transition.
I don't know if this was part of the announcement or if I just missed it, kind of being excited for you finally getting to release the news and everything, but did they announce who your engineer was and everything and your strategist for the upcoming season?
I don't know.
Okay.
So I just,
so yeah, we don't have to address that then.
Yeah. We'll just skip over that part.
Okay.
TBD. So, it's obviously kind of an interesting change going away from HMD for the first time in, quite some, I guess probably quite some time. When's the last time you were away from HMD? Let's start with that.
Good question. I don't know. It's been a long time. I mean, ever since when did HMD take over BN Racing? I can't remember when that was.
2016, 2017,
It must have been,
2018,
I
somewhere
think it
around
was
there.
2017.
I forgot about BN
So
Racing. Wow.
that was probably the last time.
Yeah, 2017.
Yes, 2017. So since 2017. Wow, that's been a long time.
Yeah. Six full seasons, essentially. Seven full seasons. I don't know, math. Maz is not my strong suit, so we're not going to try to do the addition there. But what's it like to I know you said to us, I don't know, last year or the year before, like, yeah, there will be a day where I kind of move on from the HMD camp and assert myself out there in IndyCar. But A, did you expect it to happen in 2023? And B, what's it like to actually get to that point where now you are no longer in the HMD camp and they are. Or could be a rival next year.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say maybe going into 2023, but definitely throughout the season, it was very much expected that I was going to be moving on from HMD.
Okay.
So it was definitely very much in the window. And yeah, I was kind of very much, ready for it, and it's definitely going to be a big change. And yeah, who knows? HMD have been very strong in Indy Next, and obviously their goals is very high, and I'm pretty sure they would love to be in IndyCar. So I don't know. We'll see what the future holds and where HMD is going to go from here. It's going to be interesting.
So now that you're not in the HMD camp, do your parents and everybody on the team give you less insider info as to, kind of what's going on for 2024, whether it's IndyCar or Indy Next?
Well, yeah, definitely with IndyCar, I think that if they do ever get back into IndyCar, I mean, I'm pretty sure that's going to be all locked up and sealed. You can't do any of that. But I mean, for Indy Next, I mean, not much of an effect there, really. I'm not really, needing Indy Next info that much, but still talking to drivers and everything, still being friendly over there, and going to go over there once in a while. But just going there as David Malukas, son of Henry, and not David Malukas, driver of HMD. So it's going to be, that's just going to be the difference there. But yeah, other than that, yeah.
I was just thinking about it when you started talking about how long HMD has been in just, I guess, Indy Next or the whole ladder series. There are going to be four HMD drivers in IndyCar next year, like people who've been formerly associated, because it's going to be you, Linus,
Wow.
Benjamin Peterson, and then also Kiffin now has arrived. So am I missing anyone?
Rasmussen.
Well, if he
Well,
has he been
so
signed
maybe
yet?
five.
Well, maybe five.
Oh, fair, fair. Maybe
Unless if
five.
you Mike,
Fair
unless if
point.
you know something that we don't know about, then
No, I know nothing. Don't put that out there. I know nothing.
that's impressive. That is really impressive to have that many young drivers who have come from that program to make that step up to IndyCar already. I would think HMD is going to continue to have the success in Indy Next, given just that track record already.
Yeah, the ceiling is extremely high for HMD, especially with the new shop being moved in. And it's very cool to see. It's all happened very quickly. It's came into it, and now within a few seasons, top contenders and bringing drivers into IndyCar. It's definitely already a very special team with what it's accomplished.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there, my name is Michael Laminato, and this is Pit Pass F1, a brand new podcast that'll take you closer to the action of the world's most prestigious motorsport. From Monaco to Miami and Australia to Azerbaijan, Pit Pass F1 is on the ground and has you covered. Esteemed F1 journalists Julianne Serasoli and Chris Medland will take you inside the sport every round. They'll keep you up to date with the latest news breaking in Formula One and the most influential views shaping the world of Grand Prix racing. Every Friday, we'll be bringing you a track guide and race preview, and Chris and Drew will be in your feed every morning from Saturday through to Monday to keep you up to date on all the day's action on and off the track. So if you want to be in the know on the latest in Formula One, subscribe wherever you get your favourite podcasts and visit us at evergreenpodcasts.com. Pit Pass F1, a brand new show for Evergreen Podcasts.
All right, switching gears and not talking about racing. We usually talk about some sort of TV show or movie we've all binged in the last, I don't know, couple months. So, David, have you found anything new that is worth sharing with the people?
Nothing new. I actually never watched Breaking Bad before, so I recently started watching Breaking Bad.
Okay.
So far, pretty good. I'm only on like episode 4, so still early days. But
yeah.
This morning, looking at my Chelsea game, it's on Peacock, and I saw that there's some new show based off of John Wick called Intercontinental.
Oh, that's going to be good.
So I was like, whoa, why did I like never hear about this? So I saw that this morning, and I'm like, ooh, that looks really good. So I will be starting to watch that very soon here.
Okay. Frenchie, anything?
Yeah, actually, when I went to the beach with my family, my grandpa, of all people, he's like more on top of current or more current shows than I am. So he showed me this TV show on Netflix called Fauda, which is this Israeli show, I guess. And it's like on its fourth season or something. That I mean, it's like it's in subtitles because it's in either Arabic or Hebrew for almost all of it. But that was intense. And I am kind of hooked already on it. So
what is the general premise?
I mean, it's basically
like action, like
Mossad stuff. It's spy stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
I dig it. I know we talked about it last time. I did watch the first Lord of the Rings last weekend. Enjoyed it.
Super long though.
Yeah, that's very long. That's a long haul.
That was. We took two breaks. I took a break just to like stretch my legs for like 5 minutes, and then I took another break to like walk the dog. So I was like, I can't sit still for 3 hours. So like I had to find like I just like get out for like a couple minutes and watch it. But it was very good. I did enjoy it.
How old is that movie now?
So that'll be my it came out in 2001, I think.
Wow.
2004?
2001, you're correct. Nice. Oh,
yeah. I remember something.
2001?
Yeah.
That's when I was born.
God damn. Touché. All right. Go ahead, Frenchie.
I guess I was just going to ask if you plan to hang out with any of the existing IndyCar guys or your teammates or anything kind of when you move to Indianapolis, basically have some, I don't know, built-in friends when you move there already.
Yeah, I think so. Kind of already, you know, me and Pato have already got along very well on content day. So, but yeah, I don't know. It really just depends on where I move in and, you know, the relationships I build once I'm down there, because, you know, at the track, obviously really friendly with many drivers.
Mm-hmm.
Except a few.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to take much guesswork on who that one is. But once I'm down there, obviously I'll start branching out and reaching out and make some new friendships. But definitely going to be hanging out with some of the drivers for sure.
I don't even think your BFF lives in India. I think they live elsewhere.
Yes, which is a good thing.
So moving on from that, before we get any of us in trouble. So you mentioned Pato, you know, you guys are both incredibly outgoing. You probably, you know, enjoy like content day stuff to a degree. Then you have the other teammate, Mr. Rossi, who's like a little bit on the more stoic side, who maybe doesn't enjoy content day. So what's the early, you know, team dynamic like?
It's like Rossi's like taking care of two kids. It's kind of like the dynamic that it seems like so far. Yeah, no, it's funny. It's a good group. I think it's going to be an amazing trio going into next year. I think we're going to have a lot of fun together, and it's also going to be really good. And they're both obviously have a lot of talent in their own ways. And, you know, me coming in, I'm going to try to absorb as much as I can from it. There's a lot to learn from the both of them. They're very smart and drive very well. So it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out.
And I saw you posted a TK picture too. So you've always got him to hang around with, and I guess
TK
he's a great advisor.
Awesome. Like, what a cool guy. Like, incredible. There's so much to learn off of him, like, just not even from a driving side, but just the way he speaks and how he can just he's just honestly, like, incredible. He's so good. Like, he can make, if he wanted to, he can make me sad, he can make me happy, he's so good at just speaking. It's it's crazy.
Speaking of Mr. Kanaan, he's, you know, also even in his mid-40s, kind of like a you know, workout freak. He bikes, you know, 600 miles a weekend and whatnot. So are you going to get on the TK, you know, bike marathon, biking a couple hundred miles a day and all that stuff at some point?
Yeah, I should definitely do it. Once I move down to Indy, we'll definitely start going. He like underplayed himself. He's like, no, yeah, I'm old now. And I'm like, that is exactly what the people that are insanely good say. Like, I know your game. So yeah, no, I'll definitely try to. But I mean, I've already talked to him a little bit. He's like, yeah, man, I was so tired. I only slept 4 hours today, so I only ran 10 miles. I was like, dude, if I slept 4 hours, you're gonna see me sipping a cup of coffee just looking at a TV screen. I mean, I'm like, there's a big difference there. I was like, yeah, I have definitely some work to do to get to that stage.
He's like the Brazilian Jason Statham. That's what I picked. That's what he looks like to me.
No, he's definitely very strong.
That's a good one.
Super healthy, that guy.
I think Rossi's into the biking too, but are you going to go, I guess, I don't know where you train currently when you're in Chicago, but I know a lot of the guys in IndyCar train at a couple of the different gyms in and around the Indianapolis area, like Pit Fit. And I think there's one other that I can't think of the name.
Yeah,
but I know the something performance. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Are you planning to get one of those?
No, because I'm pretty, McLaren have their own gym. That's
like, oh, nice.
Incredibly nice. And no, they're giving me like resources and everything, just local in-house, and it's all really good. So
let me think of what else I have here. I didn't write, let's go to the music one. Do we have any additions to the playlist?
Let me check my Spotify.
I'll get my playlist. Yeah, I'll get my playlist ready. And my phone tells me the Indianapolis Colts are in overtime right now for Indianapolis Colts fans. Forgot.
Since, you know, we always do a wide variety, I think this time I'm going to go for some UK rap.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, Sprinter by Dave and Central C. That song kind of got very popular, and I very much liked it. Very, very good, very catchy. And it was kind of my gateway into getting into UK rap. I thought it was very good.
The only UK rapper I've heard of is Stormzy.
Yeah, Stormzy, yep.
He's pretty talented. That's probably like the hippest information I know that I could share on this podcast, because otherwise I don't know much about rap in general at all. Go ahead.
I guess the last question I kind of have is, if joining Arrow McLaren and the McLaren family has helped you care a little bit more about F1, with especially how good the McLaren F1 guys are doing, is that like giving you a little more motivation to get back in the game and watch a little bit? I'm still watching, so I'm just trying to like get people to still, you know, check it out, but not that it needs any help, but I mean, we're in the off season, so maybe.
Yeah, now that I'm with Arrow McLaren and supporting the McLaren boys, yeah, definitely gonna have to get back into watching it since yeah, it's good to see Papaya up at the top now. So yeah, I think I'm gonna have to start getting my way back into it.
Mike, we're gonna pressure you back into it too.
Yeah.
Have you also stopped watching it?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, especially with Suzuka at 1 a.m. and then like I didn't wake up this morning until I don't know 11 o'clock. So like I wasn't really like in a rush to watch it before I had to do some things today. But yeah, I haven't watched a full race since before the summer break.
Yep, that sounds pretty accurate. I normally just put it on and then just put it like really low volume in the background when I'm like doing emails or something.
Yeah.
That's fair, honestly. Yeah,
I might get to it tonight. And by I might get to it tonight, I mean I'm going to watch a movie and then fall asleep and not get to it tonight.
I thought you're going to watch the 30-minute highlights and still not
watch. Yeah, I'm
going to
watch the
30-minute
highlight. Yeah, exactly. Last week I had to watch the 30-minute highlight twice because I fell asleep during the first highlight. And it wasn't because I was bored, I just didn't care. So I guess I was bored. I had one last question, but it's... Oh, yeah. So when the McLaren news finally came out, you probably got a million texts like, congrats, blah, blah, blah. Who was the coolest person you got a text from? Or, you know, maybe somebody you weren't expecting to get a congrats from, anybody that stuck out, whether it's a text or or you know, Twitter or whatever that sent you a message?
That is a very good question.
Yeah, you want to slide into the DMs?
No, yeah, let me look back. There was so many. There isn't one like off the top of my head that really stuck out to me that was like, whoa, like that was crazy. I think a lot of the ones that really kind of caught me off guard was people back in like my go-karting days when I was very, very young that, you know, I didn't even know that they were still following everything. And that to me felt very cool. A lot of people that I worked with saying congratulations and sending me pictures from when, you know, I was like 10 years old picking my nose and I'm like, you know, and they're like, now it's like, look where you've come. And so that kind of was like very cool to me. I was like, wow, you know, that's kind of was a big awakening for that. I'd say those were the coolest and the ones that felt, you know, the closest to me.
Cool. Well, that's all we got, man. Enjoy getting up to speed at McLaren and we'll talk again soon.
Perfect. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.